Our humble and loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Swami. Respected elders, brothers and sisters. Swami, we have just completed the first day of Buddha Purnima. Now we shall have the Buddhist chanting led by the devotees from Thailand to charge the whole environment with good vibrations as we begin the program for the second day of Buddha Purnima.
Divina Sotarena Buddhang Apipushayami Imina Sakarena Dhammang Apipushayami Imina Sakarena Sangkhang Apipushayami
Arahang Sammha Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Apivatemi Sovakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sangkhang Namami Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammā Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammā Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammā Sambuddhassa
Mahakaruniko Nato Hitaya Sapapaninang Pure Tawa Parami Sapato Sambodhi Muttamang Etena Satya Vachena Hotu Te Chaya Mangkalang Chayanto Bodhiya Mule Sakyanang Nanti Vatthano Evang Tawang Vishayo Hoi Chaya Su Chaya Mangkale Aparachita Palvangke Sise Patavi Pokha Hare Abhiseke Sapaputanang Akapato Pamochati Sunakatang Sumangkalang Supapatang Suhutitang Sukhano Sumuto Chakasunyitang Brahmachari Supatakinang Kayakamang Vajakamang Patakinang Patakinang Manokamang Panikite Patakina Patakinani Katawana Pamandate Patakine Pawatu Sapamangkalang Rakhantu Sapatewata Sapaputanupavena Satasoti Pavantute Pavatu Sapamangkalang Rakhantu Sapatewata Sapathammanupavena Satasoti Pavantute Pavatu Sapamangkalang Rakhantu Sapatewata Sapasankhanupavena Satasoti Pavantute
Swami, for this 2 days celebrations, we placed our bouquet of programs at your feet, knowing that you are the doer of our actions. Swami, please accept the fruits of our actions and guide us while we speak, act, and sing. We love you, dearest Swami, with all of our hearts. I shall now invite Brother Billy Fong, Central Coordinator of Zone 4.1, to introduce the next two speakers.
Mm-hmm. Om Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our Guru Bhagawan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, I've been blessed with the honor to introduce two eminent speakers for the second day program of Buddha Purnima. Our first speaker is Venerable Pra Kamhong Tolawang from Lao, PDR. Venerable Pra Kamhong Tolawang was ordained as a monk at 18 years of age. He completed his master's and bachelor's from the renowned Chulalongkorn University of Thailand. He majored in philosophy and education. On his return, Pra Kamhong became one of the youngest chief abbots, and currently he's the chief monk of Po Sai Pakoda in Vientiane, Lao, PDR. Pra Kamhong is a member of the faculty and lectures at the reputed Buddhist Sangha College in Laos. Pra Kamhong has provided space in the Po Sai Pakoda to the Sri Sathya Sai Foundation to conduct daily Sathya Sai education in human value classes. Over 150 children attend these daily SSEHV classes. Our second speaker needs no introduction. He's our beloved Dr. Art Ong Jun Sai Na Ayutthaya. Dr. Jun Sai has 3 PhD, a PhD in communications from the Imperial College of Science and Technology, London University, UK. He has a PhD in education from Chulalongkorn University, Thailand. He also has an honorary PhD in education science from the Mahidol University, Thailand. Dr. Jun Sai has received numerous awards for his contribution towards Buddhism and education. He is also a special lecturer in all universities in Thailand. Dr. Jun Sai is currently the director of the Institute of Sathya Sai Education in Thailand. He is also the official trainer of teachers for the Ministry of Education in Education in Human Values in Thailand. With this introduction, it is my pleasure to invite Venerable Pra Kamhong Tolawang to deliver his address. Venerable will speak in the Lao language and his speech will be translated by Brother Avi Shaka. Jai Sai Ram.
ศีรัตนตัยขอน้อมไว้อาจารย์แห่งจักรวาลศรีสัตยไสยบาบา
Humble salutations to Lord Buddha. Humble salutations to the Universal Master Sri Sathya Sai Baba.
เฮียนบรรดาท่านแขกที่มีเกียรติชาวพุทธศาสนิกชนและนับถือท่านหญิงท่านชาย
Distinguished guests, fellow devotees and respected brothers and sisters.
Om Sai Ram.
Om Sai Ram.
นะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
I take refuge in the Buddha. I take refuge in Dharma. I take refuge in the Sangha.
มื้อนี้พวกเฮาทุกคนได้รับเกียรติพิเศษหลายเพื่อเฉลิมฉลองบุญวิสาขบูชาณดินแดนที่ศักดิ์สิทธิ์แห่งประเทศอินเดีย
Today I am very privileged to celebrate Buddha Purnima in this holy land of India.
พิเศษไปกว่านั้นพวกเขาได้รับพรใสที่พวกเขาได้กำลังเฉลิมฉลองบุญนี้ในท่ามกลางแห่งจักรวาลทางจิตวิญญาณนั้นคือในสันตินิรยัม
Especially I feel blessed that I am celebrating this at Prashanti Nilayam which is at the center of universal spirituality
พระสัมมาสัมพุทธเจ้าได้เดินทางไปแสนกว้างไกลในดินแดนแห่งประเทศอินเดียและได้สร้างดินแดนนี้ให้กลายเป็นดินแดนที่บริสุทธิ์และศักดิ์สิทธิ
์ Lord Buddha traveled far and wide in this land of India and made this land very holy and sacred
อาตมารู้สึกตื่นเต้นหลายที่ได้มาเยี่ยมยามดินแดนอันศักดิ์สิทธิ์แห่งประเทศอินเดียนี้บ่อนที่พระสัมมาสัมพุทธเจ้าได้อุบัติเกิดขึ้นเพื่อช่วยเหลือมวลมนุษย์ด้วยพระธรรมคำสอนอันถูกต้องและความเมตตากรุณา
I'm so pleased to visit this holy land of India where Lord Buddha spent his lifetime to help humanity with right wisdom and loving kindness or metta.
อาตมารู้สึกดีใจหลายที่ระหว่างการเยี่ยมยามครั้งทำอิฐของอาตมาในประเทศนี้อาตมาโชคดีหลายที่ได้เยี่ยมยามสถานที่ต่างๆที่อาจารย์แห่งจักรวาลศรีสัตตสัยบาบาที่ได้ใช้ชีวิตของเพิ่นอยู
่ I feel blessedthat I have the great fortune of visiting the place where the Universal Master, Sri Satya Sai Baba, spent his days.
อาตมาบ่เคยมีโชคที่จะเห็นองค์บาบาด้วยสายตาตนเองและอาตมาต้องบอกกับทุกท่านว่าผู้ใดก็ตามที่ได้เห็นท่านแม้นผู้ที่ได้รับพรใสอันที่แท้จริง
I never had the good fortune to see Sai Baba with my own eyes moving around the masses.And I must tell you, whoever has seen him are indeed the blessed ones.
ผู้ที่ได้รับพรใสนั้นก็บ่ต่างหยังกับผู้ที่มีโอกาสได้เห็นลมสัมผัสกับพระพุทธเจ้า
Very much like those were the blessed ones who had the opportunity to see, talk and touch Lord Buddha.
ประเทศอินเดียเป็นศูนย์กลางแห่งจิตวิญญาณและดังนั้นพวกเราหมดทุกคนจึงพากันมาที่นี้เพื่อเฉลิมฉลอง
Indeed, India is the center of spirituality where avatars take birth and so we all come here to quench our spiritual thirst.
อาตมาคิดว่าหลายคนอาจมาจากศาสนาที่แตกต่างกันแต่ทุกคนก็มีความเคารพและความรักอันลึกซึ้งต่อพระสัมมาสัมพุทธเจ้า
I find here that people might be from different religions but yet they have deep love for Lord Buddha.
และสิ่งสำคัญที่สุดพระเจ้าคือแม้นเส้นทางอันเดียวกันแต่สามารถมีหลายเส้นทางและเส้นทางแต่ละเส้นทางมีความเป็นเอกลักษณ์และสวยงาม
And this is possible because of the teachings of Sri Satya Sai Baba as he has taught that the important lessons of unity, purity and divinity and most importantly that God is one but paths can be many each path is unique each path is beautiful
อาตมาขอขอบใจและสมเสยผู้เลื่อมใสในพระพุทธศาสนาในพระเจ้าในใสทุกๆท่านที่จัดตั้งงานบุญวิสาขบูชาด้วยความเคารพรักและกระตือรือร้นอย่างยิ่ง
I would like to thank and congratulate all Sai devotees who are organizing Buddha Purnima with so much of love and enthusiasm. This truly reflects the divine love.
คำสอนในทางพระพุทธศาสนาแม้นการสำนึกของหลักฐานความเป็นจริงแห่งชีวิตโดยพื้นฐานแล้วแม้นสัจจะสี่ประการอันสง่างาม
Wisdom in the Buddhist context is the realization of fundamental truths of life basically the four noble truths
ความเข้าใจแห่งสัจจะสี่ประการอันสง่างามเฮ็ดให้พวกเขาเข้าใจถึงจุดประสงค์และทิศทางนำของชีวิต
The understanding of the Four Noble Truths provide us with a proper sense of purpose and direction of life. They form the basis of problem solving.
คำสอนของพระพุทธเจ้าแม้นมีไว้สำหรับทุกคนเพื่อศึกษาและพิจารณาตัวพวกเขาเอง
The teaching of the Lord Buddha is open to all to see and judge for themselves.
คำสอนอันเป็นสากลของพระพุทธเจ้าได้ชี้นำทางให้แก่หนึ่งในนักวิทยาศาสตร์ที่ยิ่งใหญ่ที่สุดของโลกอัลเบิร์ตไอน์สไตน์ได้ประกาศว่าถ้าจะมีศาสนาใดหนึ่งที่สามารถรวมกับความต้องการทางวิทยาศาสตร์ที่ทันสมัยศาสนานั้นต้องแม่นศาสนาพุทธ
The universality of the teachings of Lord Buddha had one of the world's most renowned scientists, Albert Einstein, to proclaim, "If there is any religion that could cope with modern scientific needs, it is indeed Buddhism."
ในวัดของอาตมามูลนิธิศรีสัตย์ไซแห่งประเทศลาวได้ก่อสร้างห้องประชุมสุนไซ
I would like to say a few words regarding my connection with Sri Satya Sai organization. As mentioned in the introduction, the Sri Satya Sai Foundation of Laos has constructed a Sai community hall in my pagoda.
ในห้องเรียนดังกล่าวมีนักเรียนมาเรียนประจําวันประมาณ150คน
In our Buddhist pagoda, we conduct daily Satya Sai education in human values classes where more than 150 children attend.
และตอนอาตมายังเป็นนักเรียนอาตมาก็ยังเคยได้เข้าเรียนในห้องเรียนดังกล่าวนี
้ And in my younger days as a novice monk I even participated in the Satya Sai education in human values classes
อาตมาพร้อมพระสงฆ์หลายองค์โชคดีหลายและมีโอกาสที่ได้เข้าร่วมสัมมนาการศึกษาคุณค่าความเป็นมนุษย์ของศรีสัตยชัย
I along with other monkshave had a couple of times the good fortune and great opportunity to attend SSCHP seminars and service activities organized by the Sai Foundation in my country. The SSCHP seminars have inspired us by the talks on Buddhism and Sri Satya Sai Baba.
เช่นเดียวกันนั้นคำสอนของพระพุทธศาสนาคำสอนของไซเรียกร้องถึงความเสมอภาพความสัมพันธ์สันไอน้องและความเข้าใจการตักเตือนให้ผู้เลื่อมใสเลี่ยงเลี่ยงการเหตุบาปสร้างแต่ความดีและเหตุให้จิตใจบริสุทธิ
์ Just as Buddhist teachings, the Sai wisdom calls for equality, fraternity, and understanding, exhorting its followers to avoid evil, to do good, and to purify their minds.
ข้อความที่ไซที่จับอกจับใจของอาตมายังลึกซึ้งแม่นคำเว้าที่ว่าฮักทุกคนช่วยทุกคนมีแต่เป็นมิตรบ่คิดทำร้ายข้อความเหล่านี้แม่นการปรากฏตัวของความเมตตาอย่างแท้จริง
The message of Sai which deeply touches my mind and soul are love all serve all and help ever hurt never These messages are verily the embodiment of metta or loving kindness
เมตตาคือความฮักอันบริสุทธิ์ต่อคนอื่นอยากให้ช่วยเหลือเกื้อกูลคนอื่นพ้นจากความเป็นทุกข์ให้มีความสุขเมตตาแม่นคำสอนที่สำคัญของพระพุทธเจ้าคือคำสอนขององค์ชัยบาบาสมัตตาโลกาสุขิโนภวันตุดังนี้เป็นต้น
Metta means unconditional pure love purest kindness highest compassion full of sweetness loving kindness or metta is one of the most important teachings of Lord Buddha just as Baba's message of samasta loka sukhino bhavantu It emphasizes universal love of well-being of all beings, good or bad.
ทุกๆคนที่นับถือศาสนาพุทธต้องฝึกใจตนเองให้เป็นคนที่มีความเมตตากรุณามุทิตาอุเบกขาดังที่คำสอนขององค์บาบาบอกว่าฮักทุกคนช่วยเหลือทุกคน
Just as Swami's teachings of love all, serve all, metta exhorts all Buddhists practice love through service, love through sacrifice, love through feelings of bhavana. Metta also exhorts help ever, hurt never teaching of Baba, helping one and all without any prejudice.
มณีอาตมาได้มาที่นี้แม่นเพื่อแสดงความขอบใจต่อองค์บาบาสำหรับการรับใช้ที่ดีเลิศและบ่น่าเชื่อองค์การใช้ได้กำลังก่อสร้างได้กำลังกระทำในประเทศของอาตมาและช่วยเหลือการเผยแพร่พระธรรมคำสอนของพระพุทธเจ้าให้เสื่อมซึมเข้าในจิตใจประชาชน
Today I come here specifically to thank Baba our beloved Sai Baba for the excellent and incredible service of the Sai organization in doing in my countryand helping the growth of Buddhist teachings in the hearts of people.
องค์การชีสัตย์ชัยได้ช่วยเหลือเด็กน้อยคนลาวเป็นหลายพันคนให้เสื่อมซึมเข้าคุณค่าความเป็นมนุษย
์ The Sri Satya Sai organization have helped thousands of Lao children to imbibe human values and lead a life with good character.
ปัจจุบันองค์การไซกำลังก่อสร้างโรงเรียนประถมที่ใหญ่ที่สุดและกว้างที่สุดในนครหลวงเวียงจันทน์ของสปป.ลาวและมีแผนการที่จะให้การศึกษาโดยบ่เสียค่าให้แก่เด็กน้อยเหมือนกับโรงเรียนไซบาบาแห่งอื่นๆ
I'm pleased to mention that the Satya Sai organization in Laos is now building one of the biggest primary school in the country, in the capital city of Vientiane. And this school will provide free education like other Sai schools around the globe.
มื้อนี้เป็นสิ่งนี้บ่เป็นสิ่งที่น่าเชื่อและเป็นความเมตตาปานีขององค์บาบาต่อกับเด็กน้อยแห่งสปป.ลาว
This is Baba's grace for children of Lao PDR. Again an act of metta, loving kindness.
คําสอนของพระสัมมาสัมพุทธเจ้าแม่นมั่นยืนจนถึงทุกวันนี้โดยบ่มีผลกระทบหยังต่อกับการเวลาที่เปลี่ยนไป
In conclusion, I would like to say that the message of Lord Buddha stands today unaffected and unsullied by time.
คำสอนของพระพุทธเจ้ากลายเป็นข้อบังคับทางการศึกษาการดำรงชีวิตที่ยิ่งใหญ่ในโลกที่ทันสมัยและทุกประเทศชุมชนที่ต้องอยู่ร่วมกันโดยสันติภาพและความสามัคคี
The teachings of the Lord Buddha became a great civilizing force in the modern world and all countries and communities to live in peace and in harmony.
พระราชาที่ยิ่งใหญ่เช่นพระราชาอโศกาได้เผยแผ่คำสอนของพระพุทธเจ้าสมัยก่อนและปัจจุบันสมัยใหม่องค์การใช้กำลังช่วยพลเมืองที่ทันสมัยให้เข้าใจและปฏิบัติคำสอนอันยิ่งใหญ่ของพระพุทธเจ้าเพื่อผลประโยชน์ของทุกคน
Great kings like King Ashoka have spread the message of Lord Buddha in the ancient times and now in the modern times I find a remarkable similarityThe Sai organization is assisting the modern population to understand and practice the great teachings of Lord Buddha for the benefit of all.
อาตมาคิดว่าพวกเราบ่จําเป็นต้องเว้าหยังหลายอีกต่อความเมตตา
Lastly, I would like to conclude by saying that I was asked to talk on metta. I did briefly speak on that, but maybe I don't need to talk any more about it.
ง่ายๆเพียงแต่เบิ่งไปอ้อมๆหอบสถานที่แห่งนี้เบิ่งไปที่โรงเรียนโรงหมอบรรดาโครงการนำสิ่งเหล่านี้คือบ่มีหยังแต่จริงๆแล้วเต็มไปด้วยความเมตตาจากองค์บาบา
This is because if you simply look around Puttaparthi as I have been doing in the last few days you look at the schools you look at the hospitals you look at the water projects these are nothing but showers of metta from beloved Sai Baba
พระพุทธเจ้าและ Sai Baba คือความเมตตา Sai Baba คือความรักทุกการกระทํา
Lord Buddha and Sai Baba are indeed metta Sai Baba is love in action
สุดท้ายนี้อาตมาขอมอบพรไสอันประเสริฐและกราบไหว้แด่คุณพระพุทธเจ้าและพระเจ้าศรีสัตยไสบาบาเพื่ออวยพรทุกท่านแก่ทุกท่านด้วยคำสอนอันเนื่องในกาลโอกาสอันสง่าราศีที่สุดของงานบุญวิสาขบูชานี้ขอให้ทุกท่านโชคดีมีสุขภาพแข็งแรงขอให้พระพุทธเจ้าและองค์บาบาคุ้มครองให้ทุกท่านจงมีความสุขมีอายุยืนยาวเหมือนกับพระพุทธเจ้าและองค์ไสบาบา
I offer my good wishes and pray to Lord Buddha and to Lord Sri Satya Sai Baba to bless you all with wisdom, happiness, good health and a long spiritual life on this most auspicious occasion of Buddha Purnima.
Om Sai Ram.
Om Sai Ram.
Offer my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagavan Baba. Dear brothers and sisters, Swami used to come around and ask everybody, who are you? Well, when he came to me, I said, I'm a scientist. Swami said, no, you are a scientist. So that kept on reminding me who I should be. Scientist. So this is very important for all of us. Once he explained, who are we? He said, man. What is man? M stands for Maya. A, Atma. N, Nirvana. So I was very happy to hear this because it gives us a lot of explanation about who we are, why we are here. We live in this world which is full of Maya. We have positive, negative. Swami said that's Maya. When we have man and woman, that's Maya. When we have the opposites, two opposites, it's all Maya. We live in this world, we search for money, we try to be happy, it's all Maya. So Swami said, find out what is the truth. So the next letter in man is Atma. We have to discover ourselves, that we are Atma. We've been searching and searching in our life, and we only find Maya. We see opposites everywhere, good and bad, that's opposite, it's all Maya. But let's look deep inside ourselves. Then we start to discover who we really are. We are Atma. But still, that is not the end of our search. We discover the truth about ourselves. Swami tells us to search inside, not outside. And this is what Buddhism is telling us. Go inside. Search within all the time. So we look inside and we started to discover peace, love. It exists inside all of us. We have this peace, we have this love. But yet, we still feel that we are an individual. We still feel that we are different. So we have to go further, deeper inside yourself. I ask my students at the Satyasai school, what is the truth? Find out, what is the truth? And I give the definition that if it's true today, it must be true tomorrow. And when we reach tomorrow, we say true today must be true tomorrow. So the day after tomorrow, it must be truth. And this goes on for years and millions of years. Truth is always the truth, cannot change. At the same time, we go backwards. Today is the tomorrow of yesterday. So yesterday must be true also. And we go backwards millions of years. Truth can never change. I ask my students, So what is the truth? They go around searching and searching, and they cannot find anything. Because the world, for example, started some 4,500 million years ago. And now, in the middle of our galaxy, we have a black hole, and that black hole is drawing everything into it. Many stars are just disappearing into the black hole. Our Earth is very lucky that we are at the edge of the galaxy, so we won't be swallowed up for quite some time. Before that, the sun will increase in size and will be swallowed up by the sun, not the black hole. But the sun cannot last forever. The sun has swallowed us into itself, the sun will start to become smaller and smaller, lose all its energy. It'll become a minute star, and gradually it will reduce to almost nothing, and then the black hole will increase, and then everything will be swallowed up, and the whole universe will collapse, and there'll be no more universe. So we see, we search everywhere. Our children search and search. They cannot find the truth. There's no truth, they say. I said, are you sure you have searched everywhere? So they went and discussed among themselves, and finally they came to me and said, they've searched everywhere except inside ourselves. So that is the answer. We got to search within. Then we discover the Atma. And then we go further. We start to discover that there's only one source. That is the real truth. It's right within all of us. And that is Nirvana. Nirvana, there's no birth, no death, no change. It's a constant effect. It doesn't have any birth, doesn't have any death. It's always there. It's always the truth, because there's no change. So Swami used Buddhist word, Nirvana. But of course, he also says, we are God. God does not change. There's no birth, no death to God. Nirvana, there's no birth, no death. So we advance from man, Maya. We live in Maya all the time. We continue to expand ourselves, search within, and we discover the Atma. Then we discover that Atma is part of Nirvana. So this is what we all have to do in our life. We got to discover who we are. And very important basis to go on this path is love and compassion. That is the very important part of Buddhism. Love and compassion. But of course, Swami also stressed on love is very important for all of us. In order to discover the real truth, we must have this love and compassion in our heart all the time. We are love. Love is God. Love is everything. So we all got to develop this love. You know, once Swami mentioned that we look at any building and we find that, oh, it's a beautiful building. They praise the building. We look at the building and we said it's nice and beautiful. But nobody prays the foundation of the building. Because Swami said, that is more important than the building itself. The foundation has to be strong. If the foundation is weak, the whole building will collapse eventually. So this is what we have to look at, the foundation of life. We may have a nice life, we may think, oh, our life is wonderful and so on, but the foundation of our life is far more important. And that is the Atma, the love, the compassion. So love and compassion is very important basis for Buddhism. What we've been taught all the time, to send out love to everyone all the time. Love is the basis of life. So we need to develop that love in our heart. So my brothers and sisters, we are here to celebrate Buddha Purnima. And so we look at the real teachings of Buddha, of the Lord Buddha, is exactly the same as the teachings of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. So with that, I'd like to wish you all a very happy Buddha Purnima. Sai Ram to all of you.
We would like to thank the two esteemed speakers for their uplifting and inspiring talks. Swami, next is a cultural item, the famous Kandyan dancing and drumming by a group of professionals from Sri Lanka. Kandyan dancing and drumming was introduced to Sri Lanka over 2,500 years ago during the reign of King Vijaya of India, who visited Sri Lanka and got married to a queen there. At present time, Kandyan dancing is performed at most national events. Certain forms of Kandyan dancing and drumming are known to eradicate bad energy and illnesses. The Sri Lankan group is led by Kalasuri Lionel Sirisena, who is an international acclaimed Kandyan dancer. Thank you for that wonderful and exhilarating dance. Give them another round of applause, please. The head of Shankara, the hands of Janaka, and the heart of Buddha. These are the ideals set by Swami. How do we cultivate the heart of Buddha? Swami, a final cultural item for this evening is a sketch entitled The Heart of Buddha by a group of dynamic youths from Malaysia.
Our Hidayanatha Saishwara, Lord of Parthi, Lord of the universe, our sweet loving Lord of our hearts, Saishwara, our humble pranams at thy lotus feet. On this holy occasion of Buddha Purnima, by your grace and love, Swami, we bring to you an offering of satsang.
Sri Sai Ram. We take you now to the studios of Radio Sai Global Harmony. We will now bring to you an enlightening live discussion entitled The Heart of Buddha.
Dear listeners, thank you so much for tuning in today. In a world that's all about the rat race and the paper chase, there is somewhat of a new shift in the air, or should I say, the heart. This topic is the core of our own Swami's message to us. Holy men and women have been talking about this for centuries, and right now, it's got the modern world buzzing about it. Join us today as we explore the topic of loving kindness. We have with us today the gracious Bikhuni Ji from the local Buddhist monastery and Dr. Anna Singh, a psychologist from the university. They will be talking to us about a concept called loving kindness. Bikhuni Ji, Dr. Anna, thank you so much for being here today. Now, can I start with you, Bikhuni Ji? Loving kindness or metta, it's an intricate part of Buddhist philosophy, is it not? Can you share with us, what exactly does it mean to you in your spiritual practice?
Love and kindness to you, my dear. Love and kindness, you know, it's also a way of thinking and lifestyle. I mean, it is the simple and pure intent that you send to the world. See, as I just wished you just now, we say it in person, in cards, messaging through phones, and those lovely emoticons, you know.
Yes, yes.
See, in Buddhist practice, there is a little more structure through meditation. We use affirmations and visualization. See, even Swami, he also talks about the importance of light meditation and spreading the light of love through first your body and then to the whole world.
Yes, of course, Swami's light meditation. But that starts with spreading the light within ourselves first, correct?
Yeah, it's the same over here too. Loving kindness very much starts with how we see ourselves. See, we can be really harsh and unkind to ourselves. And sometimes we're just listening to all that negative self-talk.
Very correct, yes.
But what we need to do is we need to consciously be kind and loving to ourselves. First to the world around us, then to the ones we love, the needy, and you know what? Even the ones that make our life difficult. Yep, even them. It's about mindfully radiating your feelings of love and kindness to ourselves first and foremost, and then the whole world around us.
So it starts with the intent, and you're saying importantly with our own selves first.
Yes, that's right.
Very nice. Okay, so now what about you, Dr. Anna? I am so curious. What is an academic lady of the sciences talking about religious practices like loving kindness? Just where is the link?
I used to think about the same thing a lot. But then, the more and more I work in this field, the more I realize that there really is just a very fine line that separates spirituality, human values, and human well-being.
Oh, wow.
Take loving kindness meditation. Clinical studies show that meditation has a phenomenal impact on our bodies. It improves our immune, cardiovascular, and neuroendocrine systems. We even know that meditation can improve the quality and length of our lives at a cellular level. We know of specific biochemical pathways that respond to loving kindness meditations. I guess you could say that meditation is the medication.
Fantastic!
Our ancients certainly knew what they were talking about. And by Swami's grace, I am blessed that I get to explore this in my professional life.
That is truly mind-blowing.
It really is.
So you're saying science and spirituality are truly coming together.
They truly, truly are.
And again, there's a theme here. It starts with the mind. Okay now, so coming back to you, Bikuniji.
Yes.
I am keen to find out more about how this concept of loving kindness is discussed in Buddhism.
Of course. In fact, well, we have discussed intent, but it is very much about the action. See, Buddhism was born out of the loving kindness that sprung from Prince Siddhartha's heart. Let me tell you the story. Siddhartha was kept away from the ugliness and suffering of this world. But, by chance, or perhaps destiny, he caught sight of something that truly troubled him. His curiosity and persistence were the first steps on his path.
Channa, I'm so restless here. There's something amiss. There's a world outside that has been kept from me. I need to know, Channa. I need to know what lies there. No. Don't tell me. Please, show it to me. But Prince, how can I go against your father, my king? You put me in a difficult situation. Oh, Prince, you... Please understand.
Channa, please.
Just very quickly, we'll sneak out and you can show me. I need to know what lies outside these walls. I can't take this anymore, Channa. I need to know. Please, Channa, please. For me.
Oh, Prince, Hayo. Okay, very well. We can make a quick trip in the night. But please, Prince, please. Nobody can know.
That night, the prince and his charioteer made a quiet trip to the world outside the walls of the royal palace.
Channa, this world, it is so different from the palace. There are so many things I cannot understand. Channa, what is that? Why is that man walking like that with a stick and bent over that way? Why cannot he walk straight?
My lord, he is old. He is stricken with age. The body cannot be young forever, my lord.
What do you mean, Channa? Will I grow old that way too? Become old? Will father and you become old too?
Ah, yes, my lord. It is the way of the world.
What about that, Channa? What's that? Why is that person mourning that way?
He is sick, my lord. He is in pain. This body, it is vulnerable to illness, my lord.
So can anyone be sick?
Yes, yes, my lord.
Can anyone be in pain?
Of course, my lord.
Channa, what is this? What is this happening here? Why are they carrying that man? What has happened to him? Why are they all crying?
My lord, that person is dead. His body has given in to age and illness, and he has left this world.
No. All my life I've lived in a bubble, and today it just has burst. There's so much in this world that I cannot accept, Channa. There's so much of suffering. There's so much of pain. All of this good life, it seems so transient. Channa, I have to do something. I need to help these people. I need to find out the cause of all suffering. Something must be done, Channa. These people should not be suffering this way. I need to find a way. I need to do something. Channa, I know my purpose. I know what I have to do. I must seek a way out of all the suffering.
The rest is history. Prince Siddhartha left his royal life and he set out to find a way to remove all suffering in the world, to become the Buddha. The path that Sakyamuni Buddha took, it was in response to the sights and understanding that he got that very day. Because of the love and kindness in his heart, hence the heart of Buddha.
How amazing! You know, it is like our own Swami and the infinite love and compassion that he has for all of us. I remember a story that was shared with me once. Swami was going somewhere and somehow he saw this little girl drinking from a puddle of dirty water in the village. And that was enough. The Lord rolled out the grand water project in Chennai. What love!
You know, loving kindness, it's also about the teachings of the Buddha and Swami. It is as much the story of the devotees and the disciples who live these teachings, who follow the path. Like the Bodhisattvas, the enlightened beings who are eligible for Nirvana. See, their hearts were not different from the Buddha's. They too embody these teachings and they give us something to think about. You know, this reminds me of a story. The story of the Goddess of Mercy, Kuan Yin. According to the legend from the precious scrolls of the Fragrant Mountain and the Lotus Sutras, is the story of Miao Shan, a princess of a kingdom in China who became a bodhisattva. Miao Shan was a kind and loving little girl, often described by all those who knew her to have the heart of Buddha. Like most young girls, her father, the king, expected her to get married and made arrangements to find her a spouse worthy of her birth. Miao Shan, on the other hand, she had other thoughts.
My dearest little Miao Shan, look how beautiful you have gotten. You are the epitome of kindness and love. It is now time to find you a husband. One that is strong and powerful, who will help me further this kingdom.
My dearest father, respectfully, may I ask of three wishes? If these are met, I will gladly submit to your wishes.
Wishes? Of course, my dearest. What are they? I am the king of this land. Do you doubt my ability to fulfill my daughter's wishes? Speak, my daughter.
Respectfully, father, I have a longing in my heart. I wish that the one I marry transcends and alleviates the suffering that arises from aging, from illness, from death. I shall willingly consent to your wish if you can find me such a being. If not, permit me, dear father, to pursue a religious life at the monastery.
Miao Shan, how dare you? Monastery? Impudent child! Get out of my sight! Life at a monastery? I will not stand for this. I am your father, king of this land. Let me see about this wishes.
The king was furious, but Miao Shan was adamant and would not give in. Miao Shan worked in the monastery, but the king saw to it that she was assigned the most tiring and difficult chores in the garden. He tried on numerous occasions to break her resolve, but all was in vain. In his anger, the king ordered the execution of Miao Shan.
Oh no, Shri Sairam, what happened then?
But before the soldiers arrived, an angel arrived to transport her away to safety, to a place that she was able to lead the peaceful life of religion and practice that she was so attracted to. As the years passed on, the king grew ill and was on his deathbed. In that time, a monk arrived, saying that he could cure the king, but he needed the arms and the eyes of a person who was free from hate.
How gruesome!
The king was about to give up, but then the monk informed him of a bodhisattva, an enlightened being who would oblige to such a request. The king agreed and sent the monk to secure the remedy. The bodhisattva, true to her nature, obliged, and the king was cured and thanked the monk. But the monk replied that the king should thank the bodhisattva himself.
O venerable one, how can I ever repay you for your kindness and love? I am sincerely thankful, overjoyed and humbled. You have restored a dying man's health by the virtues of your own sacrifice. I thank you. I thank you. No, it isn't. It can't be. Miao Shan, it's you. Oh, my daughter. It's you, oh God. You did this for me? After everything I've put you through, why? Why I do not deserve such kindness from you?
Father, it is my duty to walk the path of love and kindness, of compassion and mercy. I am touched by the suffering and misery of not only you, my Father, but this whole world. I bring energy of love and kindness to all that call upon me. My heart is always open, showering love and kindness to all creatures to alleviate their suffering. It is my pledge not to enter Nirvana or final peace, but to be of service to those who need me in this world. I will live forever and everywhere and strive for the redemption of every creature.
Lessons from our religious scriptures and heritage. These are exceptional stories, no doubt. But you have to admit, it's from a time not quite like ours. So tell me, how do these sentiments get practically applied in a daily and modern way? I mean, look, I don't see myself making the lifestyle choices made by Prince Siddhartha or Miaoshan in becoming Buddha or Kuan Yin. So how would I action the positive intent that I have inside of me?
You know, it's human instinct. If you see someone hurt, naturally you would help them in whichever way that you can. If you are on a hike in the woods and you see someone fallen and in pain, you're going to help them, right?
Yes, of course.
You're already on the right track. You do not have to make these big decisions that Prince Siddhartha and Miaoshan made. Swami says, hands in society. When you see an opportunity to share love and kindness, just go with the heart. You are probably already doing it. Swami says there must be unity in thought, word and deed. And there are so many ways for us to share love and kindness in action. New ways, engaging all these new forms of technology and all the many platforms that we have in today's world.
I completely agree with you, Dr. Anna. And the students from your university are doing some great work. They are using social media to create more conversations about loving kindness and how to apply it in action. I recently had the amazing opportunity to meet with some of your students who have started a social movement to cultivate love and kindness at a local grassroots level. In fact, they have a project that each and every one of you listening can get involved in as well. A simple way. So here's a clip of our interview earlier on. Firstly, I would like to congratulate you on the enormous success of your The Heart of Buddha hashtag movement. What an amazing idea.
Yeah, we were all amazed at the response. It all started small, just by one of us sharing how we were touched by the generosity of everyday people with just terrific hearts.
We read this amazing story of a rickshaw driver who donated a huge portion of his earnings to a school to educate the poor children in his village, to give them a future. And that really tugged on our own heartstrings. I mean, he wasn't by any means leading even a comfortable life. And yet, he was ready to provide this huge contribution to the children of his village.
Yes, I remember the story. It was all over social media some months ago, correct?
Yeah, this story was so powerfully affecting us that we knew we had to channel the energy into some sort of action. So we said to ourselves, being students is not an excuse.
Huh.
We don't have to be rich of resources, you know. We need to be rich of heart. So we asked ourselves again, how do we cultivate such acts of loving kindness?
So you started a social media movement.
Yes, yes, we did. Love and kindness is about how much you have in here to share with the world. This is our humble effort in a way that we can and are able to get the ball rolling. We needed a way to get people to start to think about this a little bit more, to be actively engaged in love and kindness.
True. We believe that it doesn't always have to be the big, grand projects of saving the entire world all at once. Well, we are not at that level yet. We are about the little, everyday problems that can be lightened with gestures of love and kindness. Like picking up the rubbish for the table next to you after a meal, or getting a tissue for someone who needs one. Or perhaps you could work with your local cafes to start a paid-forward campaign for those who can't afford a morning meal.
That's right. There are some projects that our group of friends have brainstormed, like pooling young mothers to start a community daycare for single mothers who need to work, kickstarting an exercise class for the elderly, and teaching music to the street kids around their blocks. So see, it's about paying attention to the world around you and doing your bit. It's about many small things adding up to form the big.
That's fantastic. And so I understand that you girls have come up with a plan to encourage such sentiments and actions. How do you share your vision and mission with the world around? Maybe the people listening at home to this segment? Or in the audience, maybe they'd like to get involved as well?
Yeah, yes, of course. This is a simple thing you can do from wherever you are in the world. It's about starting a revolution of love and kindness through social media. We're using the hashtag, the heart of Buddha. Whenever we find an opportunity to share our love, we write about it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So if you would like to join us, feel free to use this hashtag, the heart of Buddha.
That's right. Please do join us. This project is about getting those around us to take up the challenge of cultivating loving kindness as a habit that can be shared with the world. We use social media in our everyday lives anyway, so why not use it for the good? It's not about trumpeting our actions. It's not for our own ego or feel-good effect. It is to get other people aware of the importance and simplicity of sharing this love and kindness, and to evidence just what a difference that small actions can make to people's day and lives.
So, it's like a pyramid scheme for little acts of love and kindness. That is fantastic! What a wonderful way to share stories of kindness and love to inspire others. Girls, thank you so much for joining us. I wish you all the best with your good work. So there you go, everyone. An amazing project that you can get involved in. Hashtag the heart of Buddha. Some interesting threads are already there. The girls have gotten their friends involved in this project, and this little act of love has snowballed into something that is truly noteworthy.
Precisely, precisely, sister. There is a profound paradigm shift in our world and in our consciousness. Even corporations around the world are investing in socially responsible projects and practices. Greater economic agendas are all about reducing the inequalities of this world. I firmly believe that this world is going to be a better place, and it's going to be a brighter place, and that we each have a role to play to make this happen.
I completely agree with you, Dr. Anna. You know, there was a story of a young boy from the village. Once, the septic tanks that drained Puttaparthi, they were clogged. And well, you know, you can imagine the situation that followed. The villagers went to scrutinize the source of the clog and were discussing what to do about it, when suddenly, out of nowhere, this little boy jumped in, waded in, and cleared the clog. He then jumped out, and hopefully he went straight home to have a shower. Without thinking, this little boy met the need of the situation. The next day, Swami came out and was looking for this little boy. He was sitting somewhere at the back, but somehow Swami saw him and called him out and told everyone what he did. Swami said, this little boy acted from such a pure place in his heart and that he would not have any more births.
There you go. These are the Buddhas and Kuan Yins of our modern world. They had intent and they followed through. They were truly driven by a deep set urge to make this difference and help their local world. While some stories are set in history and in mythology, these are truly the beacons of hope that we have today. They have taken the message of their culture and upbringing and turned it into a simple and sustainable plan. This is the message of Metta. See, Swami speaks of his mission, that he has come to light this lamp of love in our hearts and to see that it shines day by day with added luster. Our Swami has always said, see, my life is my message and expansion is my life. It is now our responsibility and our commitment as Sai devotees to take on Swami's word and say, Swami, our lives should be your message and expansion should be our lives. Live his message, expand the consciousness of love. Like these young angels, we too must work to walk in the footsteps of the great masters, to live their ancient teachings in modern formats. It is all about love all, serve all, and help ever hurt never. This is the simple action plan of how our lives, both internal and external, need to be based on these powerful emotions of love and kindness. As that is the message. That's the message our Swami has been telling us repeatedly all along. Love all and serve all. Help ever and hurt never. Swami, you have showed us through example that nothing is too big or too small, and that it is our duty to walk the path that these great beings have walked, but through the terms of our modern lives.
Dear Swami, please help us seize this rarest of rare opportunities and submit ourselves to your universal mission of love and become the instruments of love and kindness that you will like us to be. Thank you everyone for listening in. Please, dearest Swami, always live in the flames of love that you have lit in our hearts. May we always bask in your love and live in your light. Jai Sai Ram.
मंगल चरना गजानना
मंगल चरना गजानना
मंगल चरना गजानना गजवदना सुभानना गजवदना सुभानना
गजवदना सुभानना
मंगल चरना गजानना
मंगल चरना गजानना
विद्यादायक भूति प्रदायक विद्यादायक बुद्धि प्रदायक गौरी तनया गजानना गजवदना सुभानना मंगल चरना गजानना विद्यादायक बुद्धि प्रदायक गौरी तनया गजानना मंगल चरना गजानना
జయ పాండురంగ ప్రభు విఠల జయ పాండురంగ ప్రభు విఠల జయ పాండురంగ ప్రభు విఠల జయ జగతో తారా హరి విఠలా జగతో తారా సాయి విఠలా పాండురంగ విఠలా పండరినాథ విఠలా పాండురంగ విఠలా పండరినాథ విఠలా శ్రీరమణీ ఆశ్రిత దీన జనావన జగతో తారా హరి విఠలా జగతో తారా సాయి విఠలా జయ పాండురంగ ప్రభో విఠలా జగతో తారా హరి విఠలా శ్రీరమణి హృదయాంతరంగా మంగళకర కరుణాంతరంగా ఆశ్రిత దీన జనావనరంగా జగతో తారా హరి విఠలా జగతో తారా సాయి విఠలా పాండురంగ విఠలా పండరినాథ 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 విఠలా జగతో తారా
శంభు శంకర
समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु